I don't like you. I don't like the product. I'm out. Duncan Bannatyne here. You're listening to the Dunna Say That Word podcast.
Dunna Say That What?
How best, and welcome to Season 4, Episode 22 of the Dunna Say That What podcast. This week sponsored by... Do you like Irish radio quizzes but hate waiting 90 plus minutes to ride Rita? Add your own Rita or a joke here. Then you want to get in touch with Hugh Jackman, Staffordshire's premier line jumping agency. Call now. Joining me this week for this England Group Game 3 spectacular halftime 0-0 is current leader space.
Sponsored by Chesney Hawks.
Yes, we've also been watching Chesney Hawks at halftime. That we thought that was a wind up, but it's actually happening. Check TikTok. We've got Dan, Nick, and Rob as always.
Hello. What
evening?
Hi.
So, how have we found that first half?
It's all right. There were spells, weren't there?
Yeah. Yes. There wasn't fucking Harry Potter. Which is
I don't know.
Chris Packham wasn't happy with it. Doesn't like witches.
More on Chris Packham in a minute.
Almost certainly.
What the fuck's going on?
Quick transition to the phones for a bit of Trello as we've got the game on. We've got a Joe Allen thunder cunt, which didn't quite go in. And we're into some sly news. Dan, would you like to kick us off?
Certainly. So Kellogg's new breakfast cereal, Hall & Oates, has gone down well with consumers this week. One man eater of the cereal... Daryl John said, "You've made my dreams come true with this porridgey goodness."
Al Gore's new line of hemp doormats has incurred quite a lot of criticism recently. People have been viewing them as a gateway rug.
Crisp Ackham confirms that his favourite flavour is salt and vinegar.
Man says he can't remember why he wouldn't marry his longtime girlfriend. I can't say I do, but if anything changes, I'll give you a ring.
Indian cricketer Dev Perception dropped ahead of upcoming test match against Chicken Select 11 after he delivered a full over of no balls.
Research shows that the best way to know that a Domino's pizza order has arrived is when the driver comes to the door knocking.
It's very niche, that is. Press conference held for man that claims his doctor told him he had the smallest testicles. One heckler shouted, "Did he bollocks?" To which he replied, "Oh, don't you start too."
Daughter of 1920s American mobster left upset after her father brought her an Italian hog after she had politely requested a guinea pig.
As the cold weather sets in, authorities are advising people not to pour warm water on frozen windows as it will damage the laptop.
Music news. Two drums and a cymbal walk into a bar.
All FIFA corruption is forgiven after Sepp Blatter helps short man with speech impediment to reach item from high shelf.
A study has found that the world's youngest heroin addict is 9 years old, which goes to show that kids shoot up so fast these days.
Couples confirm makeup sex is the best. Chris Packham confirmed that this week by saying, "I just love the way the lipstick feels in my arse." Allegedly.
Sheep, brother of former football Alan... Former football Alan?
Yeah, spell it there.
Footballer Alan.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yep. Visited his local GP with complaints of hearing loss. When asked by the doctor to describe the symptoms, Mr. Shearer replied... Oh, I've pressed the wrong button. Replied that they're yellow family who live in Springfield.
Gay man who left Qatar early for safety reasons has been seen with his arm in a cast. The cast of Joseph and his amazing technical
is this the right Saudi Arabic dipped into the personal hygiene sector this month.
It's meant to be Arabia, sorry. The last word's meant to have an S on the end.
Okay. Saudi Arabia dipped into the personal hygiene sector this month with the release of their new anti-dandruff shampoo, Shoulders.
Chorley resident who is addicted to fucking dogs has been recommended patches by his doctor. I don't know how my neighbour's poodle will help matters, he told Harm in Hounds magazine.
A study by the Horseshoes Pub in Ketley has revealed that when paedophiles have kids is when they really come into their own.
Fucking hell. God. Sensitive man claims he doesn't mind being held after sex. It's just when they press charges it gets tricky.
Local Ketley paedophile arrested in a florist after asking for a bunch of flowers. After being offered orchids, he said he didn't realise they were an option.
Study reveals that dolphins invented cancer so they'd have someone to swim with.
Charity campaigners for Parkinson's have been told it's incentive to shake tins.
That's meant to be insensitive, sorry.
That it still was a long works. Time. It's a good incentive.
Yeah, a good incentive. Socialites have claimed joining a fisting club would be a great way to widen the circle of friends.
You know, Chris Packham has confirmed the reason cows wear bells is because they're horns.
Telford Sunday League news now. The malt shovel drew 2-2 today, but makeshift striker Henry didn't get a sniff.
Fucking Henners. That's another niche one. Elton John has confirmed he's not a fan of lettuce because he's a rocket man.
Russian mute and testicle thief who did who Nicol Balakov was asked this week what 2 minus 2 equals, and he said nothing.
And that's this week's news.
Oh, very good.
Some good stuff in there, boys. Some strong writing.
Yes.
Good.
You okay, Nick?
Underrated.
Ooh, overrated.
So fans of The Drop who really enjoyed our 90s special will be in for a treat again tonight as we have that drop 8 times.
At least.
As we do a World Cup underrated, overrated. That's it, we've sprung a fucking special on you and not told you till 15 minutes in.
Gareth Bale's been took off.
There's the special that's been sprung upon us. If they go on to win 4-0 now.
We're expecting a government bailout, but we've only got a Welsh one.
Hey.
Group A. So this has been... Sorry, this is... an underrated, overrated, that was devised by, was it yourself, Rob?
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, I thought as we're here on a Tuesday night watching England versus Wales in the World Cup, that what better way to celebrate the World Cup than doing overrated, underrated for all 32 teams' kits.
Are we deciding?
Yeah, we're not going to rank them or do a knockout. We're just going to say whether we like them or not, really.
All right, yeah.
So we'll go through. They're all broken down into the groups. Including home and away shirts. And some teams have pushed the boat out and gone third.
Gone third, well. Yeah. Shall we pick our favourite shirt from each group?
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. So, Group A, starting off with Ecuador.
Strong. I like Ecuador's kit.
I like the blue one.
The blue. Yeah, is that
really, the blue one's nice.
Is it's that like an away? Inca heritage type top, isn't it?
Yeah.
Their logo's pretty fucking sick as well.
Yeah, so on the...
It looks like a club's logo rather than a national team.
So FIFA intervened with their kits.
Wankers.
Because I think it was on the away kit, it was going to be more of a contrast with the shirt, and they insisted that they change the colour to be consistent across the three. Something of that nature. They're also the only team I know that have a shirt made by Marathon.
Marathon, yeah, the Snickers.
When they were in our... Oh, no, was it Costa Rica? It might have been Ecuador. They had a shirt that looked like it was paint stripes that had been smeared across the front on the yellow shirt a few years ago. That was pretty nice. But yeah, that's a strong selection of kits for them boys. What colour did they wear today when they got eliminated?
I think they're in the yellow.
So they've had a white shirt for no reason. You play at least 3 games at a World Cup, so if you've gone three shirts, you can wear all 3.
I'm not sure them.
They've done with the white shirt, they've put that on a flagpole after the game today and waved it.
So, yeah, Ecuador, big fan of those kits. Up next, we've got the Netherlands, or Holland for you heathens. Netherlands is where Michael Jackson abused them children.
I'm not sure about their home kit.
I really don't like it.
I like the away one.
Yeah.
Both of them are very fucking simple. I like that they're simple. But I'm not a fan of the colour.
It's a weird shade of orange, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a bit like it's been washed too many times on too high of a temperature.
Yeah, they've gone with like a fucked up tie-dye on it, haven't they? Which works all right for a global hypercolour t-shirt in the 90s, but not on a football kit in 2022.
Yeah, neither of them are going through, to be fair. No.
Next, we've got Senegal, the first of our Puma kits.
Fucking the Puma kits are bonkers, man. It's like... The home shirts are like a nostalgia trip. The away shirts are like them shit ones they did for all the European teams last season, like where they had the name written on them.
Yeah, they were mad. That green one I kind of like. It's kind of very marsupial friendly because you can put your young in the pocket on the front.
There's just shit. Like, it's got SEN in that little weird crest.
Well, they look like they're from a marathon runner.
Yeah, yeah. They look like knockoffs, to be honest.
Yeah, they made terrible. The Ecuador kit, didn't they?
And then rounding out the group, we've got Qatar.
Simple shirts.
I like the cuffs on the red
shirt. Yeah, it's the flag in it.
Yeah, very smart. But the white is just every white chain strip that Nike does.
Nike shirts are shit, let's be honest. They're fucking...
Well, not entirely, but there's not a very strong outing from them in this group. For me, the marathon kits win.
Marathon, the blue marathon is my favourite of all of the kits in that group.
Yeah, very much so. Right, that's Group A.
Underrated. Ooh, overrated.
Group B now, which is what we're watching live here. We're seeing two of the kits actually being worn.
Nil-nil.
Got a free kick on the edge of the box, 48 minutes and 58 seconds, for those of you watching along tomorrow. England's kits.
I hate the white kit. I think it's fucking dreadful.
It's absolute dross. The away kit is nice, strong.
Get in!
Get that up, you fuckers!
And we've manifested here again, haven't we?
Did we say Rashford was going to score?
We did. Kev owes a kid a lasagna.
Yeah, I do. I said in the first half he scored, I'd buy a kid a lasagna. So my kids will be having lasagna for tea tomorrow. thanks to Rashford.
Cheers, Marcus. Cheers, Danny. The away kit I kind of like. It's a throwback to the 1992
kit, it's a really nice touch. But that home kit is fucking dross. And what's with that fucking colour blend on the across the shoulder?
Yeah, it's shit, isn't it? It looks like them factories at the side of the M6.
Yes, it does. But it's the training top from the last World Cup, isn't it?
That's a fucking hell of a free kick, boys.
It's a good hit.
Keeper should do better. But
he's fucking stayed it, hasn't it?
He's taken two steps to his right just as he's kicking it for some reason.
Yeah.
Which is not
he didn't trust his wall at all.
Good hit.
Harry Kane had to look back then and was like, was that Rashford taking that? The way he looks back at him.
So yeah, terrible home kit, acceptable away kit.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Iran.
What make are these?
I've no idea. It's some funky...
So you can knock off Mizuno.
I think they're made by the same people that cut Phil Foden's hair. Because he's got that pattern in the side, hasn't he?
It's like Aldi's Nike top.
Right.
It's got to be.
Get in. Speaking of... Frozen.
Manifest!
It's great that they've got Tyrone Twings to model this as well.
But yeah, that's such a basic shitty kit. But that's what happens when you play football under an oppressive regime. Moving on now, USA.
I like their blue shirt.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That's quite.
I don't dislike the white shirt.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the fact that Nike have forgone a chest logo on this. I guess that's. They've got quite strong ties to the USA, haven't they?
Yeah, being a US fan. But that's actually, I hadn't noticed that. But yeah, they're very much NFL jerseys, aren't they?
Yeah. Hmm.
The swoosh on the sleeves and a simple crest up the middle, which...
It's a lovely ball across, that is. Harry.
Harry Kane loves a fucking assist at this World Cup.
He's going to get the golden pass or whatever it's called.
Is it the silver boot or something? There's some shit name they give it, don't they?
Is it Bellingham? Look at him, he's already celebrating.
He must fucking score this.
You're not missing that, Phil. Go on, Sherlock.
The USA away. So the USA away, weirdly, what I like about this is what I dislike about the Dutch orange kit.
Yeah.
It works better in that
in the darker colours, definitely.
And then finally, Wales.
Strongest kits in the group, I reckon.
You think?
Yeah. They're clean, crisp. I really like the Adidas logo on this year's kits.
First appearance of an Adidas kit in the...
The three stripes. No text or anything. They just look... They look a crisp shirt. Far better shirt than the display they've put on this World Cup.
True that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think probably across the three, they are the most consistently good if we're looking at home and change strips. So, happy with that. They're basically good versions of the Iran kits.
Crazy little thing in here. There's three teams of a red and white kit in this group.
Yeah. Crazy
little thing.
They're called love.
Overrated. And we're into Group C.
We got some fucking belters in this group.
Yeah, this is a very strong group. Frustratingly, a lot of the teams seem to have put posts out that have both kits on there together. Argentina decided we're not going to do that. No such image exists that I could find on the internet. And believe me, I'm good at searching for images on the internet. So we're split into two images here. So first of all, we've got Argentina, which is their home strip.
Normal.
You can't go wrong with sky blue and white stripes. It's a great look. Argentina as well, for a team that wear sky blue, I love that they wear black shorts rather than navy. I think that's a fucking sick look. And their away kit, which I've
the away kit
does Argentina. Got Argentina and Argentina.
Bonkers, isn't it?
This is when they play this in the wet.
Yeah, it's. I like that Adidas have tried something a bit funky with their strips this time out.
None more evident than the next team, who's Mexico's away kit.
That away kit.
The Azteca.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's like
really
it's been designed
like
by Keith Haring.
Yeah.
And Orville.
He's in the green.
But yeah, that green is very nice, and then they've gone, let's go fucking bonkers with this away, it still be a sick shirt. Good save there by Pickford. He uses short arms to parry that.
He'll be swearing at someone now because they've had a shot.
Yeah, he does love bollocking underneath. Straight at him, could have caught that.
To come off someone's bond, so.
Oh, Maguire. It has fucking Maguire.
He's trying to thread it in. Gone for an oggy.
Manifested that as well if it happens.
Up next, Poland.
Nice, basic.
Yeah, basic but nice.
Crisp and clean.
Again, Nike have fucked around a little bit on the white shirt with the shoulders. But it works on that kit.
And while we're on the subject of Poland, finally Kev, he's got a goal.
He has, yeah. I've not backed him.
It's far too late for your bet. 4 years too late.
I'm hoping Depay comes good at the next World Cup.
And then finally in the group, Saudi Arabic.
It's a nice away kit, that. I kind of like it. There's a lot going on.
I could see it as an operator skin on COD. One that will go invisible, like, because you paid good money for it.
Yeah, if you're over 50 metres away like that one that I rocked for a couple of months last year. It's a nice badge as well for that kit.
It is smart, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a very stern-looking eagle. or hawk or some bird of prey.
He's the avian representation of human oppression.
We've got to be careful what we say about the kit because we don't want to end up... Because are we technically journalists?
You say if we end up at an embassy, we might get beheaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as you'd expect from a Saudi Arabian kit, there isn't any head on it.
Kane Walker and Royce coming off now.
Overrated.
Oh, I've just seen one of the pictures in Group D. Brilliant. Group D we go.
Australia.
Yeah, rugby league-esque.
Yeah, the Scotland
rugby shirt in it.
Yeah.
And the home kit is fucking BTEC Brazil.
The home, again, though... like
the badge on that's really cool.
The home shirt is the same as the Holland one, but even in yellow it works.
Yeah.
Just that, like...
Just orange.
Holland shirt should be orange.
Yeah.
Just one bold colour.
Design on it, make sure it's the fucking Adidas kit from 88.
Yeah.
It's the only time you can mess around with the pattern on a Holland shirt. Denmark.
Kits of the tournament for me.
They are bold.
They did something, didn't they, before the tournament they with their kit. Was it Denmark? Or was it somebody else? They removed something from it that they were gonna have on it.
Well, yeah, so Hummel make the kit.
That's it.
I don't think I think it's on there because I think they have to have
the
manufacturer's
on.
Mark and the national crest on there. But both Hummel and Denmark agreed to mute those colours so they would be exactly the same colour as the shirt. So they've gone with three shirts at the tournament, a red shirt, a white shirt, and a black shirt, and that is basically all.
I wonder how easy the black shirt is to get because I'm a sucker for a black on black shirt. That Hull one the other season.
Yeah.
Tried to get one of them. Fucking don't even like Hull.
Good kit. It is kind of spoiled a little bit because of
having the national flag.
World Cup's fucking insistence on having flags on kits for matches, so it has a big Danish flag on the front, which makes me cross. Strong contenders for me up next, France.
For the World Cup or for the best kit?
Take your pick, I'm probably right on both.
Yeah. France always tend to have a good kit, don't they?
They had brilliant kits with Adidas, they've had amazing kits under Nike, and I like that they mix between different blues.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very, very dark in this one.
Yeah, you think
I like the
90s.
Colour on that one as well.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like a navy, 90s are like a royal blue.
Yeah. A bit like the Six Nations kits as well, isn't it? This sort of blue is what the rugby players tend to wear.
Yeah.
As well, it's really smart.
Lovely little pop stud on the collar.
Yeah, very nice.
And then they've gone, we talked about it last week, I think, didn't we? They've gone the Leicester route, though, of going gold. With all the print on it, which I think going forward, the World Cup winners should have to have gold on their kit for the next tournament and not just the fucking FIFA shield that they wear. And we've talked a lot about the home shirt, which I think is an absolute work of art. I think that away shirt's really, really nice as well with the blue crests on a white shirt. You can't go wrong with France.
Yeah. Big cock on your shirt. That's what it's all about. T-shirts will be available. Talking of big cocks on your shirt, we are going to do some T-shirts at some point.
You still owe a load of fucking printing.
I am, actually. I gave him a load of advice this month as well. So yeah.
Rip me off and I'll break your legs. That's the advice you give him.
What, on proposing in an empty room full of disengaged-looking old women?
No.
Oh, good, because if you did, he didn't listen to you. And then up next, I don't know how I missed this and I was putting the teams together. I think the excitement of getting 32 meant that I only managed to get 31. I'm basically like Dave putting together a top 10.
Nick planted this seed because I said, oh, Rob's missed one of the kits. And Nick said, do you reckon you could Photoshop Kev onto every kit? I was like, probably not, but I know I can do it in one because Rob's missed one.
It's your day's work for tomorrow. Just sorry, there's like a massive traffic jam in Stafford, but we've got Kev Zed on.
I got
32 World Cup kits.
I got Rob looking as Tunisian as possible.
And that's racist.
I meant your eyes were shut.
They are notoriously closed.
That's Korea.
Well, I just think it's quite sunny, isn't it? just to...
No, you're thinking of Iraq. I'm always thinking of Iraq.
Nah, it's pretty shiite there, mate. One more to go.
Shit so, kit. Yeah.
Shit kit. Kappa. Fuck off. They probably won't fit anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to order three sizes.
Yeah. But they have fucking pop studs up there. The warm-up suits. I don't know if they do, but they've missed a trick if not. It's a standard red and white fare again, isn't it? It's a red shirt with white trim and a white shirt with red trim.
No imagination.
Say no more.
Underrated. Ooh, overrated.
Group E. So starting out.
Where is
blocks.
She?
Costa and Rica.
Or Puerto Rico, as someone referred to him on punditry this week.
Really?
I can't think who it was. It wasn't Dion, but it feels like a Dion thing to do.
That's poor. New Balance kits, first New Balance kits of the tournament.
Yep. Boring.
Very, very
so
boring.
So dull.
Even their crest's boring. I mean, they've missed EST off it, but...
or AP.
Yeah. They look like fucking ultimate team.
I could see a school team wearing them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like if you don't download everything for Pro Evo, this is kind of how they come, like standard.
And what's with the fucking deal? Everything's got a fucking captain's armband on it.
Mm. Yeah.
Just really broad cuffs. Not a fan. The only redeeming feature is that I think that they've just photoshopped the or palette swapped for this photo release, because the bloke's in exactly the same pose on both.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, not for me. Bad kits. New Balance don't do a good kit, do they? Liverpool's kit, you had New Balance for the seasons, didn't
you?
Yeah,
just nothing to
absolute
it.
Shit.
It all got sold off cheap as well by the club. They were doing deals on it really early on in the last season of New Balance.
You had Warrior as well, didn't you?
Yeah, it's mad.
Making ice hockey gear and Liverpool shirts. Fucking rugby head guards. Next in the group, we've got Germany. What can I say about the Germans?
I really like the away kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too keen on the home one.
I don't mind it.
It's a bit Ajax-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
None of them will match the third kit from the Euros. Mm. The again, black on black.
Black on black.
Beautiful.
It's like the crime you enjoy.
There was talk New Balance were going to do the Germany kit as well, but they got turned down because they wanted to put the red armbands on the sleeve, and obviously they don't want to remind anyone of those sorts of atrocities. So
supporting striker, isn't it? That's what SS stands for.
But yeah, very good away shirt. Home shirt, I don't mind, but it's not their strongest outing. Japan up next.
These two guys have clearly fallen out. Press the opposite ends.
I've got a Japan kit.
You do? That heritage one.
Yeah. Centenary shirt. It's fucking lovely.
Japan always comes strong with a really fucking good kit.
Yeah, I like that.
But it's pixelated when really they come strong.
That is good. The blue kit's lovely.
It is, and it's made even better with the printing.
Is it origami?
It's got them fucking bright yellow numbers and letters on it, and it pops in HD.
No, I think it's Kagawa, mate.
I mean, I wasn't trying to be racist. That does look like there's some sort of origami pattern on it.
Yeah, there's lots of triangles. There could be. It could all just fold up, and it'd be like really handy to take like a pack-a-mac.
You see how they tidy up after themselves? It makes sense.
Ideal. Yeah, fold their shirt up into like when you do it with the crisp packets, like the Walker's packet. Yeah. Folds up like that, and then you just pop it in your pocket. Take it home.
Yeah, they're really nice. And Adidas have gone the extra mile because they've done funky stuff with the socks.
Yeah.
This World Cup as well. So yeah, they're a strong contender for me. And then finally rounding out the group, Spain.
Shit. That fuck it, that away shirt, yeah, that shit United shirt from last season.
It's like, fuck, it's like a 70s wallpaper pattern.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's bad. The home shirt's quite nice.
Yeah, it's quite muted.
Like, yeah, with like the slightly darker collar and the...
Better than their neighbours kit, the innit?
Yeah, they're
oh,
too.
Man.
Their yeah, awake kit looks that. Like it's sponsored by Sony Walkman.
You can run your finger sideways across that shirt and it does a... Vroom, vroom, vroom.
All right.
Underrated. Ooh, overrated.
Group F. Belgium.
Boring.
You think?
I like the tips on the white one.
The fucking home kit is absolutely banging. That but
flames.
I'm coming at this purely from being a fan of 90s Harlem Heat. Because the socks are also black with... red flames flicked up the socks. Absolutely fucking brilliant.
I think it's because half their squad are almost old enough to be cremated, so they're just getting out.
Going out the middle,
it actually looks like Adidas have teamed up
with three goal.
He's just fucked it right through him.
Miss Bella's eating tomorrow as well.
This means Wales need to score 7.
That home kit actually looks like Adidas have teamed up with Bilston Market Traders.
All it needs is a howling wolf. The away kit's nice.
I like the detail.
Even in the Adidas logo.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, attention to detail there. But Belgium's crest is fucking shit.
Yeah,
it's
weird,
Costa Rica levels of terrible.
Beat by Costa Rica.
Up next, Canada.
Hey.
We could have got a guest on to go over this, to be fair.
No.
This is just... it's just Denmark, but with less care for human rights.
I do like Canada's crest.
I like their rap shirt as well.
Yeah. But again, 3 kits to a World Cup. Are they going to wear... Have they worn the red and the white so far, aren't they, I think? Are they going to wear the black next game out?
Who are they playing next?
It doesn't matter, they're already out.
They play Morocco?
They do.
So, yeah, I mean...
They could play the black.
But the thing is, they could equally play in
their red or white. Depending on what Morocco were wearing.
At no point in this group did they need a black shirt.
No.
They couldn't wear it against Belgium if Belgium wore their home kit either, so that's like ruled that out.
Black sleeves, yeah.
Couldn't if Croatia wore their away kit. So yeah, it's very limited.
They might wear it against Morocco then, hopefully.
Yeah. I hope so. They've justified 3 shirts at a World Cup.
Very wasteful otherwise, isn't it?
Yeah. What do we think of Canada?
Naive.
They're the most fun team at the tournament.
They've got potential, haven't they? Like this group of players in 4 years' time might get out of the group.
At a home World Cup, because it's USA,
Canada, Mexico. Yeah.
So that should be.
You just hope they get to play their games like in the northern part of the continent rather than in Mexico.
I think they'll work the groups, so then they're not traveling, so they'll play. Canada will be in a group where their group games take place up there. They'll play at BC Place and stuff like that.
Because where this World Cup, all of the stadiums are in about 40 miles of each other.
People have been going to 4 games a day, weren't they?
It's mad that is. That's class.
Absolutely fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
Because watching 4 games back to back to back to back at home is fucking tiring. Especially when 3 of them games have been nil-nils. Or you ain't seen a goal since fucking 10:15. Ready to go to bed.
Obviously with the Commonwealth Games as well, a few of us might have gone to a few events on a day as well. I think I went to the swimming and the netball.
Yeah, me and Rob
and
did
I was shattered.
Day. Absolutely yeah. Fucked.
Cricket and boxing. Fucking worn out.
Was he? Some of the cricket.
De Kock's out.
De Kock is out. We'll do some live South African cricket updates going forwards as well and let you know when De Kock is out.
So, yeah, that's Canada. Very off the peg, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've ordered them from fucking teamkit.com. Croatia.
Fucking love the Croatia kit.
That away kit is.
The away kit is really good. this is the least keen of a Croatia home shirt I think I've ever been.
See, this is the problem. I'm filled with nostalgia with Croatia kits because they've always been just fucking...
It's like a staple of the World Cup, haven't they?
Just red and white checks, some sort of jazzy design about it. I still like it.
Yeah, it is really smart. And it's kind of... It's a bit similar to the World Cup 98.
Yeah.
Kit with the big gaps of white in there. But yeah, it's still good. But that away shirt is absolute class. Mad because of the stat that's been on. So Modric has played in tournaments over three decades.
That's bonkers.
First player to do that, European base. And has also played for Croatia for over half of the country's existence, which is mental.
That's crazy. Go on, let's stick a fourth pass these
countries. Oh, they don't want it. They don't want it back.
Oh, neither do they.
So yeah, Croatia strong. That away kit's pulling them through there. And then finally in the group, Morocco.
It's the best of the Puma kits, and that's the only positive I can really say.
I'll disagree on that, and we'll come to them shortly. But the home shirt, again, very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And the away shirt, I think it's helped because it doesn't have that big, stupid fucking shield.
Yeah.
Agreed. But it then kind of loses something because of not having it, where Puma have very much pinned their colours to the mast. So that's what we're going to do for the away shirts. But... Yeah, that home kit very much just giving me 98 vibes.
Underrated. Overrated. And we're into Group G.
Top of the pops here, Brazil.
Why have they got Brazil written under it?
Spelt it wrong as well. Thought they'd spell checked it.
I just don't feel it's necessary.
No.
Like, is it because Australia are there in a similar kit? Because
I think they've done it for a few years now. I think the last couple of World Cups, like, even in their own World Cup, I think they had.
I don't like it.
Written under.
I don't like it. It looks especially bad on the away kit.
Yeah, the away kit, I could take or leave. It's absolutely a fucking training top.
I like the button on the home shirt.
I just love the home shirt, with the exception of Brazil under the crest.
Yeah.
Button-up collar, clean, simple. It's Brazil.
Yellow and green.
And as a full kit, it's a fucking work of art. But yeah, that away kit can get in the sea. Cameroon next.
Fucking incredible.
Again, three kits.
Always famous for their World Cup kits. Always come out with something
a
bit radical, like the no-sleeve option at 98.
Yeah, the fucking and the all-in-one number they did as well. Yeah, didn't they?
Yeah, the Cathy Freeman.
I love that they've got two crests.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. They've gone. Yeah, we're having the FA's crest on there or whatever it is, and then we're having a fucking lion on there because why not? I don't know. Is it One? The kit sponsor. And I like the it looks like fucking, it's D'Lo Brown's body armour. the inspiration for the design on it. But yeah, they're three reasonable rascal kits. Africa coming strong. Serbia up next. Got two Puma kits in this group, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah, shit.
What's Puma's obsession with having like a big square in the middle or a big shape in the middle?
It's mental, isn't it?
It's like the Serbia kit's like a Commonwealth Games kit, isn't it? Training kit with having like the logo in the middle like that. It's a bit random.
The next one's worse.
The home kit's not too bad, to be fair, for Serbia. I like
all
the
Puma home kits. The home kit's
right. Really nice. Yeah, the gold cuffs are a really nice look. But yeah, what with these fucking away kits? And then.
It's like a beer bottle, isn't it? It's like Budweiser. The away Serbia kit's like a Budweiser logo on it.
And Switzerland's just waiting for you to write your name.
Yeah, hi, this shirt belongs to. Switzerland again, much like Cameroon. This is the group of teams with two logos.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Swiss always have that. They have, they have the fucking Swiss cross.
Big plus.
But yeah, it's a big plus.
And then the FA's crest. But that fucking away shirt. That's the worst of all.
That is the worst of all. There's just no, like, who's signed off on that? It's shit. There's no effort gone into it.
It looks like one of those, like when you go to Home Depot in America, it's like, hi, my name is.
Yeah.
It needs like each player's name. Like Shaqiri in that. Yeah. Hi, my name is
Shaqiri.
David on a goal.
Finish. Oh, Dave might do a goal here. Second bite. Rashford had a second bite of that. Unlike many of the children, he's trying to get out of poverty.
He's just come off, Kev.
Oh, okay. Jude. It was almost a Jude goal.
Oh. It's a decent save, that is, to be fair.
Still a good joke, though.
I didn't have any Bellingham jokes lined up, apart from the Linda one, which I think I did already. Linda's lad. Go on, Linda's lad. Beautiful.
Underrated. Ooh, overrated.
And finally, we go into Group H, or H, as it should be pronounced.
So, Ghana.
Ghana. Ship Puma kit again.
Another sort of classic example of what Puma are doing wrong at the minute. A decent home kit. Randomly with a stug one. I'm guessing that's a double badge on there.
Yeah, no, they've won the World Cup once. And they're really proud of it.
They won the World Cup. That's why it's so big.
Now, they're...
Third World Cup.
They're big fans of amplifiers. So they have a black star on the front of their shirt.
Hey, you leant forward to check the name of it.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. Of all of the shields on the front of an away shirt, at least they've gone a bit funky with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, still horrific. And that's actually the worst of all of the Puma home kits as well. Because it just looks like it's like just you've got a shit shirt and then your mum's ironed patches onto it.
There's no symmetry. You'd have like the two big badges either side with the Puma in the middle. Center,
yeah.
Which is what they've done on some of the other shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the away kits, the Puma in the middle.
So we know they've got the ability to do it. They've just chosen not to.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wankers, man.
Yeah. Nonsense. Spain's neighbours.
Shit. Both kits are fucking horrendous.
Yeah, but which one of those two will be Wolves away kit next year?
No, we've got Huang Hee Chan now, haven't we? So we're trying to break into the Hong Kong market.
They recognised by FIFA.
I don't know. He plays for South Korea though. Even though
more to come. Hold that thought.
Yeah, and they've got some fucking jazzes.
But yeah, these Portugal kits are fucking. The home kit is absolutely disgusting. I really really dislike that.
Yeah, it's shit.
And the away shirt, they've kind of gone for the vibe of the France 2006, where the Zidane final shirt. But I haven't blended the colours together at all, and it looks fucking terrible. And I hope they go out.
Yeah.
South Korea.
I like them both.
Yeah. These are strong contenders for kits of the tournament.
I like the...
The away kit especially.
The away kit's mental.
The away kit's just a firework display. So it's class.
It's such a nostalgic...
It's like a goalie kit.
Yeah, it's like Chilavert back in the day when he used to make his own kits.
Yeah.
Very Chilavert.
With rags.
But I like they've gone...
There's a material contrast on the home shirt as well.
Yeah.
The shoulders look like they've got a...
Yeah, and they've mixed their badge up this year.
On the away kit as well, I could definitely imagine Hans Sager's in goal for Wimbledon in that.
Absolutely. With posing in the sticker book with his arms crossed. The image is permanently... Because he was in every fucking pack of stickers Hans Sager's was. Yeah, full sugar, Nick. Nick's discreetly getting drinks for everybody.
Hans Saver is a good name for a goalkeeper. He should have changed it.
Yeah, better than Hans Flapp, who Phil still thinks was the German goalkeeper of the 1970 World Cup.
He was on VAR in this game, I think.
But yeah, Korea have gone because they got like a tiger as their logo, and in the past it's been more prominent as a big tiger on the front. But they've
mixed
up the crest, and then they've gone almost tiger stripes on the shoulders. Yeah, very good kit, and very good haircuts as well.
Tiger stripes are always strong, apart from in the pan downstairs. Like days left in the women's trap too. Grealish on the run. Nope. Denied.
Nope.
81 minutes played now, 3-0. For anyone who's waiting for us.
we're a reliable source for delayed.
There he is, infant Tony, the man child, the boss Tony. Baby.
He's feeling Welsh tonight. We've got one more kit, Nick.
Final kit. Yeah, you are gay. Another appalling Puma effort.
I like the home shirt.
The home shirt is wicked. That's the best Puma kit of the entire tournament in my eyes.
I imagine the away kit is kind of what that retro geek would sell as like a Herbie, like tribute top.
Yeah.
This is like that home shirt's good. The away shirt just looks like the knockoff you'd get in like a market stall on holiday.
The away shirt, just get rid of that shield. And that away shirt is really nice.
Nah.
But the fucking shield ruins everything. But that home shirt.
My takeaway from these last eight segments of underrated, overrated, in which we've neither rated.
Is why I told you we'll do rate or slate. And you said, no, we'll do it overrated, underrated, because people like the drop.
What we've learned is that Puma have ruined this World Cup.
No, FIFA have ruined this World Cup.
Puma's hands aren't clean.
But no, that's... The home shirt looks like, remember the... Amongst the last Umbro kit, was it 2006?
Yeah, the red...
Where it's kind of...
It's like a T-shirt.
A cotton feel, yeah. It kind of looks like that. And again, with a little collar.
Cotton blend.
Very nice, but yeah. Other than that, total shit.
Underrated. Overrated. And we've got a little bit of a bonus balls feature for you now. And it's
the
World
National
Cup
Lottery.
Balls.
Because the last time we did an episode like this, it was about the 90s, and we didn't talk about the National Lottery. So we brought it in here.
Which machine are you using? Is it Guinevere?
Yeah.
Which set of balls?
All of these. So it's a complete set of all of the World Cup balls that have ever been used from 1930 through to the present day.
Who's the adjudicator? Is it Nick?
Can be, because he's probably got the least nostalgia for balls.
Or the most.
Unless they're in his face.
I like how one of them has got crack written on it.
That's where? So you know where it goes. 62.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
62.
Hippies and that one. They'd be
I never really associate balls from back in those days with having like
branding on them, no.
Even 38.
The 38 one is awesome.
Coupe de Monde, love that.
Well, it was in France.
Which is French for?
World Cup.
No, France is French for France.
No.
Because everyone there speaks French.
Cup of World, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, which you'll struggle to drink.
Super Bowl Duplo tea.
Yeah, it's wicked, isn't it? And that's
the fucking panelling on that is insane.
It's almost the Team Geist has kind of stolen that idea from it, hasn't it? Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but yeah, that's ace. And that the Super Bowl logo looks like something you'd have seen in a 1950s comic book.
Yeah.
And they're selling you shit at the back.
It's mad, like, so 30, 34 both had laced up leather.
I think 38 does as well.
Yeah, it looks like it might on the top. 50 doesn't appear to, 54 doesn't. But then 58 brings the lace back in.
Yeah, that's an interesting decision. Unless the others were laced, but because they'd printed on the other side.
Yeah, maybe.
They've taken the lace away. The crack ball for 62 is, again, funky panelling on it.
Before its time, yeah.
And then 66 ball.
Iconic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But purely because of England winning the World Cup. Otherwise, it's just fucking orange ball, isn't it?
And then we move into the Adidas era of balls, which has lasted for the past 52 years. So we start off with the Telstar.
Incredible. Mad to think that in the space of 4 years, we've gone from a plain orange ball to the absolute wacky fucking Telstar.
It's almost like the person in charge of FIFA might have striken some deal with Adidas. reference previous last week's podcast for that information.
But I'm glad that they did, because there's a fucking run of balls here that are absolute works of art. So when you any kids sort of comic or kids illustration of a football, that is the ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Telstar. They stuck with the Telstar for 1974 as well, but it was the Telstar Duralast.
That was the last one. The
last time they used that ball. Well done. And then we move on to an incredible run of six balls on the spin, starting with the Tango for 1978. Just an iconic ball.
Yeah.
The Tango España. Just the Tango again.
But Spanish.
But this time Spanish. Then we have the Azteca, which is just the Tango again.
But with altitude.
Mexican, yeah. A bit more Inca on it. Then the Etrusco, which is for Italian 90.
Interestingly, it's called the Etrusco, but...
But it's a Unico as Unico. Well. Yeah. But very Roman design amongst the panelling on that. Then we go to the USA for the Questra.
Diana Ross.
Questra. I think it was inspired by the space race. There's stars and rocket flow shapes in there. So I think it was to pay homage to their history. And then the final use of this era of ball being the Tricolor for France 98, which incorporated the Tricolor.
It's mad that
in the colours.
The Tango and its many guises lasted two decades.
Yeah. And really, it was the same ball again there for Japan, Korea. They just changed the design on it, but they could have stayed with the...
Yeah, it's still the same panelling.
That design there. So, yeah, 2002 was the Fervanova.
Yeah.
Not keen on that ball.
Nah.
Did lend us iconic moments, though, like Beckham drilling one up the middle against Argentina and Beckham pulling out of a tackle against Brazil and Ronaldinho
lobbing,
humping one in from
chipping one from over the seam.
2006, the Team Geist.
That's the first of like the new era of jazziness.
Yeah, where science rules it all.
Yeah.
Every tournament has the roundest ball yet.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know how much rounder they can get.
That fucker was the one that moved a lot, didn't it, in the air? Or was it the Jubilani?
Jubilani sort of went one further. But I think the Team Geist was...
Keepers weren't happy with them. Yeah, there's a lot of movement after they've been hit.
Yeah, because air pressure plays a lot of sort of effect on the way that a ball moves. And these made these so round and smooth that they didn't cut in the air at all. So they kind of... bounced all over the place in midair, making it a keeper's nightmare. But yeah, Team Guys 2006. Jabalani 2010. And just went one. A lot of fucking just shots going miles in that tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have people that had hit the ball really fucking well and that score absolute bluters.
Go on.
And then everything else was rose-headed.
You could really twat that ball.
Was it with the Jabalani that USA scored a trickler against us?
Yeah, I think it would have been Ross Green's hand.
Yeah. See, keepers don't like the movement of that ball when it's going across the floor.
It's
yeah.
a daisy cutter. Fucking this cunt.
The best name for any of the balls, the Brazooka. Not much to say about that ball. It looks like it's been... Was it the fucking dipping thing that people do?
Oh, the pendulum paint.
Yeah.
One of them.
That's what they've done on that one.
I saw some cunt do that to a Ferrari.
The Telstar comes back for 2018.
It wasn't, though, was it?
No. I mean, they've taken very strong...
Oh, John... Was it John Stones? Fucking hell, mate.
Taking very strong design cues from the original Telstar. Black and white.
And from that board on the EP as well.
Yes.
There's a lot of references to that.
And Japanese porn.
Well, yeah, they always pixelate the ball.
You can show fucking tentacles going up a woman's fanny, but not a penis. Cocks are weird. And then for the current World Cup, the Al-Rikhla. Al-Rikhla.
I think that's it. That's in the back, ref. Game off.
For a World Cup in Qatar, they've gone very rainbow-coloured on this ball.
Yeah.
They've outlawed them everywhere else, so Adidas gets free reign on being the only rainbow at the entire tournament.
It's a fair shout.
So neither overrated nor underrated. We just talked about balls. It's what they come for.
It's what they come with.
Check yours at home.
Takes me. Oh, show us your plug hole.
Into the plug hole. Do we have anything, as Jordan Henderson tries to find Callum Wilson with a ranging pass, but it's just offside? Or, no, he's taking it too quickly.
Took it too quick. It was a free kick, yeah.
And now they're going to play backwards.
Yeah.
So, plug hole. Have we got anything that we're plugging this week?
I'm going to plug the Dunno What Christmas special. Because, how do we do this without spoiling it? We're planning on having a Christmas quiz. For the OGs versus the NGs. I think NG stands for new gays.
Okay.
Just see if either of them are listening.
I'm glad you clarified that.
So, Dan Vaughan, whose voice you've just heard introducing the plug hole, has just confirmed he's up for it. So we're going to get it in the pipeline. Me and Kev are going to write us a little quiz show. Probably in the vibes of Shooting Stars. So, which means we've got to sing the intro.
Write the intro, sing the intro.
No, not Little Britain. We're going to try and rope Johnny Black into being our scorekeeper as our George Dawes style. But we just get him to do a different celebrity every time we go to him. Like, tell us the scores, Tyson Fury. You do, sir. So, yeah. Christmas special in the making.
Good stuff.
I spoke to Will today. I've told him that other people are getting flack now for his inability to watch films. He then pointed out he definitely does want to start the podcast, and there is going to be a Legally Blonde 3, so it might get postponed until that's released. Legally the actress Blonde that was 3. In it was stabbed, wasn't she? Reese.
Hayley's been watching the Legally Blondes this last week, and I've tried getting her with that. They're shit.
The first one's really good. I don't mind the first one.
She can't act.
She's a lawyer.
Convincing.
And I haven't prepped anything that's loosely pornography based because I did 31 kits instead.
Fair enough.
Click on them.
And amazingly, I put more prep into the one I did than you did the 31.
Well, no, because after I'd saved all the images, and then Trello gets very particular about what type of image it will allow to be uploaded.
JPEGs, mate.
So then I don't get to choose what they save as, do I? So I then found a way that you can copy the source and just paste that in, which is why all of the kits have just had a plain white background because it cut out all of the backgrounds on them. Which gave us a nice consistency for you viewers at home.
Beautiful.
I will upload the Tunisia kit.
So the other shit we've got in our pictures section, we've got three or four things to go through here.
So this was the last thing added, but I put it at the top because I wanted to test your knowledge here, guys. Guess who that is?
The only thing I can think of, the 10, is making me think Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
That's probably a better guess than who it is.
Is 10 an accurate number for him?
I couldn't tell you. If it is, that's the only thing that's accurate for him.
Because I don't remember Chris Kamara playing as a 10.
Or for England.
It fucking looks
or
like
in that
him.
Kit.
Is it Rio?
It's not. So you reminded me of this earlier, Dan, when we were talking about the White Hearts.
Oh, it's fucking Dele Alli.
That is Dele Alli.
Wow.
He looks about 50.
He looks like Zinedine Zidane, doesn't he?
And Jesus.
Yeah. Unbelievable. That's reduced from £5 to £3.75. Yeah.
Still too much.
Which, ironically, you could buy two Dele Allis for.
For anybody who's not aware of Dele Alli, he's basically a Fortnite streamer.
got his top off,
with his top off.
and was the singer in Blondie.
Come here.
Up next, Nick Turner Wank Show.
How does this keep happening?
So Puma and Coca-Cola have done a trainer collaboration.
They're
it's as shit
fucking
as you'd expect.
Wank they are. They look like Otex.
They've probably paid some good money to have that on there as well.
Horrible.
Because that's what they... Apparently, I don't know much about Coke.
I was going to say, have you got any inside information from the Shropshire Star?
A think piece on
I'd love to see Puma by Shropshire Star. I'm a mate then.
So, yeah, basically what the Shropshire Star do, I don't know if it's the same for Coke, but what they do is, with all these collaborations, they just take a fee for having their image put on something. So the Coca-Cola Tic Tacs would have been the same thing. And obviously when Shropshire Star do some Tic Tacs...
We'll that tastes wank.
Bit, yeah.
Just fucking printer's ink.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris from Shropshire Star.
So, at Coca-Cola, they're expecting to take no money from the sales of these.
Well, no, they get their cash
their
to begin with.
No, their fees up front because they know these will flop.
These are absolutely appearing what about in Cheshire Oaks for the next 15 years.
So, the next picture... So scientists at Princeton University have reconstructed this 3D model of how Adam, the first human being created by God, might have looked.
It's Batman.
Fucking Michael Keaton.
It's Michael Keaton.
Stroke Michael Keaton, isn't it?
Michael Keaton was the first human on Earth.
Let that sink in. He has been about a bit.
I can buy it.
He's been around for a while.
I like Michael Keaton. I could deal with that. I might get into religion if he's the first guy.
We also know as well that humans weren't created by God and Jesus doesn't exist. So, well, he might have existed, but he wasn't like a special man. Because obviously it would have been called the Crucifact, wouldn't it? If it was real.
The crucifix is in.
Talking of special men.
So, yeah, podcast favourite, just for his content, Monty Panesar has been at it again on the Monty Channel, at Monty Channel. Probably keep that because it is what it is.
Direct you to where you need to be.
And I want to be able to find it.
he's just like, he feels like, right, I need to post something. Have I got anything in my head that I can post? No.
Google.
Yeah, Google somebody doing sport and then he just posts it and puts his little...
Does he always put the time that it's gone up and date as well? Because Twitter does that for you.
Oh,
the plant's,
hell, Rob.
The plant's
just
gone.
Just killed a fake yucca. It's alive again.
So, yeah, Monty's pick of the day here. It's just... It's not even an action shot. It's a girl or female hockey player. It's not even Sam Quick.
It's a stock photo, isn't
it's
it?
It's just that a stock even... photo of somebody playing hockey.
And he's put his watermark over the watermark that existed on that image already.
Because heaven forbid somebody steal that fucking Inundane image off him.
Fuck's sake, Monty.
Next, we've got a... it's a Fiat multiplier, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
Billy, on Facebook sales. Billy, is this still available? Morgan, who's selling it? Yes, it is. Billy, not surprised. Grand for a multiplier.
Fucking brilliant.
He's going to start doing that a bit on Facebook, I think.
Oh, fuck, oh, fair play, wow. Rob.
And this is a fantastic finish.
Yeah. Great.
So we referenced this last week with Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy Coombs pushing over the World Trade Center and costing a woman hundreds of zillions of dollars. And we referenced Dan creating a terrible composite image of it.
You might say terrible. where the fuck was this?
On Facebook.
New York, I think.
Facebook.
This,
oh, fuck me, we uploaded this somewhere.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah, I went searching.
You've
through.
Done a deep dive to find that.
Well, no, I remembered when you did it that obviously you would have tagged me in the photo. And because I'm a ferocious Facebook user, so I've got literally tens of pictures of me on there. So it didn't take me that long to find it all.
We'll put that in the Tunisia kit up. You can see how well my Photoshop skills have evolved.
If you want any work doing, by the way, do you want to
call a professional? Yeah, go on Fiverr.
Get in touch with Jack.
Fiverr wouldn't have him, he's on tour.
I'll give you a tour.
Right then, is that it, everyone?
Yeah, what we went through. Top the group, which means our Christmas party could clash with an England game. Be right.
We'll be fine. We'll watch both. We'll gan for a curry, then we'll watch the cunts and not have to miss the England game. Because they're proper top lads as well, so they're dead into football.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll work around it.
I mean, there's every chance we might go out in the round of 16, so watch this space.
Senegal next then, isn't it?
Runners up of Group A would have been Senegal, yeah.
Just for reference, that post went up on the 28th of January 2011 with a link to the story, along with "This proves beyond all reasonable doubt that this woman isn't a crackpot," with Mike Clifford and Hayden Taylor and Eddie Gould, who I used to work with.
Okay.
There we go.
Only I've dealings with one of them people now. Nick knows Clifford. He's a cunt, isn't he?
Yep.
We'll see him at the wedding. That's your episode title.
Fuck Mandy Dingle.
Didn't I say that? What?
Stuck you right in a wall pack.
Oh, God.
That's the filthiest profanity I've ever heard as well. There's a proper hairy binge in it.
With teeth. Cut it.